Sports Radio Afternoon Show.
I grind every day just so I can live a better life.
This is The Big Show, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned Big O Tires for no credit needed financing. And the best prices on winter tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. This is 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Big Show, Gordon Monson, Jake Scott, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone. Want to remind you to get your foursome together and sign up today for the Dyslexia Center of Utah Charity Golf Tournament. Join the fun May 13th at Cedar Hills Golf Course. 100% of the proceeds goes to the Dyslexia Center Scholarship Fund. Spaces limited. Find out more at dyslexiacenterofutah.org. Big Show, Gordon Monson, Jake Scott, and joining us now in studio, he is Craig Bowler. Jack, what's up, Bowler?
How are you?
I'm great, man. It's good to see you.
Great to see you.
Yeah. I get all caught up in my little cave up here and never happened down to see you guys at the broadcast. So you have to come up here with me. I apologize.
No. More. It's good to get out of the cave.
Yeah.
So I got questions for both of you guys, I want you to look at the other guy and tell me, how's he looking?
Oh, Bowler looks sharp. Are you kidding? Bowler's looking good.
Jake looks good. He's got a color of, the red cap and the grayish dark black vest with a yellow with a highlight of black on it, a yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Is he wearing that Walgreens hat?
No, I'm not wearing my Expos hat. No, I'm wearing an Eastern Shore Yacht and Country Club.
Oh, yes. Oh. He's a country club guy.
Yes, he is.
Well, if you knew...
Pass the tea.
If you knew the Eastern Shore Country Club, it's not much of a... It's a bit of a rural country club. They have crab boats tied up outside. That's what goes for yachts. But Gordon, I don't know if I'm breaking news to you here, though, but Bowler's on television. You can find out how he's looking pretty much, three, four nights a week?
Yes, lately. Waves,
Yeah, but sometimes people look different in person. That's why it was more out of not necessarily concern, but care.
TV is a visual medium.
When did you start doing TV, boy?
Yeah, it's all new. I'm ragged. I'm run ragged. Two games in 24 hours. We're getting used to this, right? I mean, back-to-backs are a weekly occurrence, and, we play an early game Friday at 1 o'clock. That's a brunch or an early lunch, however you want to look at it. And then we don't call, sadly, the two Laker games. ESPN took those as exclusives.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They have a contract clause, which I wasn't aware of, but they can claim two a year, I believe, and so they claimed both, which is kind of odd. But that's why the 1 o'clock game, because Saturday afternoon it's a 1:30 Pacific Coast time, and so you've got to have that 24-hour period, and they've got to travel out after the game and then play the Lakers on Saturday, Monday.
Well, so, Jake,
No, go ahead.
Just going to have you ask Bowler about the either-or question we were just discussing, see what he thinks.
Go ahead, Gordon. What do you mean, either or?
All right. So the discussion came up, Bowler, that is the Jazz finishing first in the Western Conference. Is that a priority, or is the priority to stay healthy and rested?
That was the E-or question. Either or. Look, tonight you'll have Conley back, but you don't have Joe, Royce, or Clarkson.
Clarkson's still officially doubtful. I think, but let's be honest.
Yeah. On a back-to-back, and then you've got, after today, you got 2 days before you have to play the early Friday afternoon tip. Gordo, I think, honestly, they're going to try to do both. I'm not skirting the question, and maybe this is the start of maybe having an opportunity to rest or injury rest management like they've done with Conley, who took the first game of the back-to-back off instead of taking tonight off and playing last night, which could have impacted the outcome of that game. But that's a whole nother discussion. But, I think the one seed is ultra important because as you head down, the stretch run, to have that seventh game, if needed, in a championship round or in the Western Conference Finals, whatever it may be, or, if you win the West, you go on to the big show, where the Jazz haven't been since 98. So I think both are important, and maybe the Jazz are trying to going to balance both. It's going to be difficult to do, but I think we'll see more, most likely, Conley injury management, a sore knee from Joe. I think Royce comes, the rest comes at a really good time for him to step away and take a breath.
He looked tired last night. In fact, I think his team is tired, and I know Quinn Snyder said in the post game, listen, the other team's tired too, and everybody's going through it. But talking specifically about the Jazz, they do look gassed. And I can see why they would pick tonight's game to rest Royce. Oklahoma City is a really young team.
Oh, 24 years.
It's amazing.
And 7 days, I believe, is the average of each of those players, which includes former Jazz man Tony Bradley, who came over from Philadelphia in a trade. So, yeah, this Oklahoma City team is almost unrecognizable from what we used to know of the Thunder. You know, the days of Westbrook, who's now a Wizard, and Harden, who's long gone, and Kevin Durant, long gone, Jeff Green, long gone. I mean, it's really almost it's a rebuild right before our eyes.
And Kendrick Perkins is not walking through that door.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
You know, it's you do your prep, of course, for every game, Bowler. But I bet it was a little bit. You had to be a little more tedious for this game because a lot of these guys, they don't have a ton of experience.
No.
You know, they're fresh names. Oklahoma City, this is going to be their bottoming out moment. And when you see the draft capital they have coming, I don't know how long they'll stay down. I think they'll flip it around pretty good if Sam Presti, you know, makes some savvy moves. But tonight's game, Bowler, we're going to be talking about, you know, players that I know I definitely had to look into. I mean, as great as Moses Brown is, I'm not following him on a nightly basis.
Moses Brown, undrafted out of UCLA. Hey, Gordo, I'll pay you $1.50 if you can tell me the starting guard tonight for Oklahoma City, point guard.
I already looked it up, but I don't remember it, so it was not exactly memorable.
Teo Maladone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked about it. It's Maladone. We were calling him Maladon.
I think I called him Maildon at the beginning.
Maildon.
So like, you know.
Yeah, he'll answer to both. No, he's out of France, and again, a young rookie, second-round pick. He's 19. He'll be 20 in June. Yeah, so as you say about prepping, these are the type of games that kind of spooked me a little bit again because we've seen teams, hey, look, you're in the NBA for a reason. The Jazz will be a bit shorthanded tonight, especially off the bench that didn't fare well last night against the Wizards. And you never know. All these guys know one thing, as Jerry Sloan always said. This always sticks in all of our minds. You know, you're always auditioning every time you hit the floor. There's another 29 teams looking for good talent. And so this is a game you still have to take and play and play through. Look, Conley and Mitchell in the backcourt, great. Royce, probably Mie Ioni gets a ton of time. Ersan Ilyasova gets minutes, and probably Matt Thomas as well, and maybe a few others. So this will be another opportunity, guys, to see the depth of this Jazz team, which has been one of their highlights of the year thus far. So they're going to need it tonight.
It was
so Bowler.
Oh, sorry, Gordon. No. You go for it.
I just wanted to know, after watching what happened last night, Bowler, why can't the Jazz beat the Washington Wizards?
I have one word. It's speed. Speed. I mean, Beal and Westbrook are ridiculous when it comes to confidence that run downhill, as we've heard that cliche multiple times. But the Jazz struggle with teams with fast backcourts. Look at what C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard bring. Even though the Jazz win, they still have issues with teams that jump off of a rebound and just take it with no consideration for their body, by the way. I mean, they run it down your throat. And you have got to get into transition defense. And the Jazz have been struggling with that. And, you know, turnovers last night, 14, which is doable, but they still scored 20. So they make you pay with any little mistake. And Westbrook goes triple-double nearly in the first half, mind you. And he's just still got it. And so does Beal. Beal had been out 6 of the last 8 with hip and back problems. He looked smooth as he could last night. They combined for 59. And Donovan can only do so much. I mean, he starts strong. He ended incredibly. He scored half of his points in the fourth. But it still wasn't enough, and you lose by 4.
So, Bowler, then the next question is there a team that will present that same kind of problem for the Jazz in the playoffs?
Well, Denver may have, but Jamal's out now, ACL tear. That's a horrific,
so sad.
Horrific moment for him. Going down that road a few times myself. And I I'd say his pain level was huge. It'll be interesting to see the damage that occurred last night. Sometimes an ACL pop, you don't, I mean, from where I was, I didn't really even have much pain. I knew it. I heard it. But on a course like that, when you impact injury, may be a little bit more different than the force of having it go out, come back, or go side. You know, he may have more. I hope he doesn't. But, man, it's a shame. He's a talent. I like him. I like the way that Denver plays, but it's a huge blow to where the Denver Nuggets are going to be and where their season and postseason is headed. But, you know, I'm trying to think, Gordon. I mean, if you take Ja Morant, for example, in Memphis, maybe a little bit, but I still think the Jazz handle it in the first round. Second round, you start getting into who gets knocked out, Phoenix. I tell you, the Booker Chris Paul matchup's a difficult one. Mm-hmm. And so you have to just kind of, you know, hopefully figure it out, and you're going to have to make shots. And the Jazz have not been consistent. If you're going to live by that three, you've got to make sure on a given night you can have one player off or two, but not all six of your sharpshooters. And sometimes it's kind of a weird thing that kind of trickle-down effect. And it's bit the Jazz more than once of late.
Yeah. See, that's why when people talk about the amount of shots that Donovan takes, sometimes it's unfair, because I think he's looking around at his teammates going, okay, who's going to help me here? And if nobody else or – well, last night Bogdanovich was helping. But, I mean, he looked around and said, okay, I need to carry a larger load than I normally would for my team tonight. So – I don't have two ways of looking at it. When he shoots 30-plus shots, some people say, oh, you're playing hero ball, you're hogging the ball, whatever. And others can look around and say, okay, well, where else are the points going to come from?
I think it's where his shots come from.
Huh.
I really do. I mean, are they coming from within the offense? Are they, you know, is he taking the ball down and no pass possessions? We talk a lot about that sort of thing. I think it's where those come from. I told Gordon this earlier, Bowler, maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but, you know, he had 40 points against the Wizards the first time these teams played, and that felt like a little bit of a selfish game from Donovan. I don't want to come off overly critical. I mean, he did score 40 points. I felt entirely differently about last night's game. I didn't think he got that 40 and those 30 shots in a selfish way at all.
Oh, I thought he had to work extremely hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, and to your point, to the conversation about 30 shots per game, I tell you one thing about Donovan is when you have that type of ability to score in bunches, your teammates sometimes will look and play flat-footed. And what I mean by that is the shot clock runs low, and they look, and they, you know, they may hesitate. And so who ends up with the ball late in a shot clock? It's Donovan Mitchell. And many of those times, you know, there's a little hero at once in a while with a three made, and he beats the shot clock. But many times he forces up those shots, which just only adds to the total number of shots he's taken. There's probably three or four times a night where Donovan gets stuck with the ball looking at the clock and there's three to shoot. Who else is he going to give it to? He's going to take the shot. But he's a high-volume shooter. Jordan Clarkson didn't play, so some of those shots have to be distributed, and so did Mike. Mike Conley was out as well last night. So, yeah, more shots for Mitchell. I pretty much expected that type of shot, you know, shot selection or number of shots. I was surprised to see him get out of the gate so fast and then go stone cold.
Yeah.
And first and fourth quarters were unbelievable. In between, it's like, what?
Yep.
And that's something, again, Donovan continues to work on, is the consistency. And we've seen more of it of late. But that was a drastic departure from what we've seen. Even though the points were there, and he's doing marvelous things. I mean, he's up in the Karl Malone era right now, where he's had four straight games of 35 or more, Jake and Gordo. And only Karl Malone did that.
Yeah.
I mean, four games in a row back in – you know, the early 90s. I mean, that's...
Which is amazing.
It's amazing what Donovan is doing and scoring. But, again, it's like, who's coming along? And last night, except for Bogey, there wasn't much. The bench only had 14 points. And that's a rare thing, too, without Clarkson, by the way.
Yep. Well, Bowler, have a wonderful call tonight. And, hey, enjoy a couple of days off after tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be strange. We've been going 4-6. You know, four games, six nights. But, yeah, Gordo, I'll give you a quiz later on that backcourt of Oklahoma City, all right? And then I want you to know that Lugans Dort will be there. He had 20-26 against the Jazz. We have not seen the Thunder, by the way, since way back on December 28th. That, to me, seems like a lifetime ago.
It does.
Yeah. He was good. Jake and I were talking about that, Bowler. Oh, he was good that
Dort played
night,
big. Yeah, Dort played big. But there's a lot of guys. Mihailuk is another kid out of Kansas who was a Laker, and now he's with Oklahoma City. There's a lot of no-namers, but kids, I shouldn't call them kids, young men who are all fighting for one thing, and that's a roster spot.
Well, they'll play hard.
They will.
I guarantee that. They'll,
absolutely.
They'll play hard. Thanks, Bowler. Appreciate you.
Hey, Gordon, I hope you look okay. send me a photo. Yeah.
Selfie. Send it on over.
I'm going to sneak behind you on camera and wave to everybody.
You got it, man. All right, pal. See you soon.
Nod Sports Board next, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.